West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton says he would have liked a more comprehensive deal on reducing the federal budget deficit, but the St. Joseph Republican says he voted for the deal approved by Congress last week, in part because it brings certainty to the tax code. Upton still hopes for tax reform to pass Congress this year. He says the next debate will be over raising the debt ceiling.
As the Speaker has said, the debt ceiling itself will have to be matched with spending cuts, in essence, dollar for dollar. So that'll be the debate the next couple of weeks.
Upton says any vote to raise the debt ceiling with no strings attached or to further increase taxes won't pass the House.
For every dollar you raise the debt ceiling, there's a dollar in spending cuts. You know, is that a line in the sand that you're not going to cross?
I think that's the way that you'll see the House proceed. Now, I don't know. You know, you may see an issue. Again, we've only been in session for a couple of days. You might see, there was a real frustration, obviously, not only with the country, but certainly within the Congress as well, that things took so long to get to a conclusion, literally on the very last day. I think that there's some possibility that you'll actually see a race between the House and the Senate and the White House to put their proposal out first or earlier and compete against each other maybe rather than wait till the very end.
Wouldn't that be a dramatic change from the way things have been done recently on just about anything? Because when you put a proposal out there, it's easier for people to nitpick at it and point out the problems with
it. Yeah, but it's everyone knows that this is coming, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. Again, we've only had two legislative days so far, so I'd say by early February, rather than waiting until the end of the month. Of February, you'll begin to see some real proposals get out there early on, probably in the next couple of weeks.
You have said that there's going to be some changes in entitlements, Social Security, Medicare. What can future retirees expect?
Well, let's just think about one thing. First of all, I am going to do everything I can to protect current beneficiaries. There's no attempt here to reduce benefits for people currently drawing Medicare, Social Security, et cetera. But just if you look at the demographics, we have 10,000 Americans hitting age 65 every day. So we have 50 million Americans that are 65 and older that qualify for Medicare and Social Security. By 2030, not too far away, that 50 million is going to be 78 million. You look at the share of funding, hundreds of billions of dollars for these programs, and you just know that under the current system, we're going to have to make some reforms. And I don't know what they're going to be. I sure hope that they're going to be bipartisan. But we're going to have to tell primarily our younger workers that, start planning for the future. We're going to have incentives for, a variety of different things, but it may not be the same plan or choices for you as it is for your parents or your grandparents. And again, I don't know what those changes are going to be, but that is the fastest growing area of federal spending.
The Washington Post, Brad Plumer, recently put together an extensive piece on defense spending in the United States, pointing out a couple of things. One is the U.S. Spent more than the next 13 nations combined in 2011. Since 2001, the base defense budget has gone from $287 billion to $530 billion, and that doesn't even account for the—
Now, what year did that start? I'm sorry.
Since 2001. Since 2001. Now, of course, there were the terrorist attacks that year. However, that rise from $287 billion to $530 billion does not include the primary cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. How much would you be willing to look at defense cuts and spending reductions?
Well,
there?
We need a strong defense. I don't think anyone really quibbles with that. But for me, for one, I've argued for some time that it's time to bring our troops home from Afghanistan. We've been there now more than a decade. Bin Laden's been gone for some time now, and I voted with others to bring our troops home 2 years ago, but I was on the losing side. It was actually a pretty close vote. I want to say it was maybe 10 votes between the other side and where I was. But yeah, we were spending at that time $140 billion a year. You know, as you look towards getting us back on a fiscal track that makes some sense, i.e. leading to a balanced budget, defense is going to be one of the areas that we certainly take a careful look at.
West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton. You can hear a longer version of this interview at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.